Well, we must ensure that we maximise on his time in Donegal, and now that he's coming to open the bridge and also to have a meeting with those representing the many hundreds who are affected as a result of the Mica blocks, and of course meeting Andrea McLaughlin, the mother of Danielle. But when he's going through Letterkenny, I think it's absolutely essential that he takes the opportunity to visit Letterkenny University Hospital and see for himself at first hand the various issues that both myself and my colleagues are raising with them on a continuous basis in the Dáil, overcrowding in the accidents and emergency department has gone on for some time, but this can be resolved if the government, and he is the one to take the initiative to announce that he will provide the 1.7 million in funding to open the 19 bed short stay ward, and that would ensure that there wouldn't be the same backup in accident and emergency. There are many other aspects of it that he will have to familiar himself with as well, but the 1.7 million is absolutely essential, and to pass the front door of Letterkenny Hospital would be very wrong while he is in Donegal.
Now, your call comes on a day in which it's been revealed the government hasn't yet announced their winter plan this year. Is that concerning?
It is concerning. The winter plan should be announced by now. And he can, of course, make a contribution to resolving the problems in Letterkenny, or this one in particular, by doing this. And I think he will be familiar with this, because this problem is ongoing from his time as Minister for Health, and he should be very familiar with this.